Coach, can you first just give your opening remarks on today's win?
Yeah, I mean, come on the road against a really good, the defending Patriot League champion at Loyola. They haven't lost this year at home, and found chances in the first half, and, you know, come into halftime and then, you know, get a PK, deserving handball, and then find a way to see out a game. So a really gritty, a really team performance by us today to get 3 points on the road in what's, you know, you're coming down, you got three weeks left of conference. So a pivotal week in game with us here against a really good team. So pumped for the guys, really, really proud of them and how they were disciplined and played at times and had to be deal with them. I mean, they're a really good team. So happy for the group. Big 3 points for us to now come back to Boston with.
And one other question for me. The last five meetings with Loyola, they've scored multiple goals and three goals in four of those games. Today you shut them out. How did the team do it?
Yeah, what's that, our sixth shutout of the year?
Correct.
Second consecutive in conference. Our guys have had a really good commitment to defending. And then I've always said this, that's a team purpose. That's a team mentality. That's a team focus. And it was seen today. And so, yeah, that's tough. I mean, you have a lot of really good attacking players on that squad. And so they score a lot of goals. And to come out of here and a 1-0 win and another shutout, happy days for us.
Coach, you spoke a few weeks ago that you guys can't afford to give away 45 minutes, and you had started slow a few times. What did you make of your first half performance? And, you know, they came with high pressure. How did you think your guys dealt with that in the first half particularly?
Yeah, I actually thought we had the better of opportunities in the first half. Overall, I thought we dealt, you know, it was a little windy here. I thought we dealt well with just that side of it and direct play from them as well as their soccer. But I also thought that we found some really good pockets and had some good combinations. We just weren't clean enough in the final third. So I thought we had a good 45 minutes to start this game. After you score a goal, it's a natural tendency. And I think they probably had much more of the play after we went up 1-0 in the second half. But I thought the first 45 minutes was a good production and efficient from our group today.
You can go ahead, Rihanna.
Thank you. So there's 9 points left in conference. And my question is, what is the game plan to tackle the next upcoming games towards the last of the last games of the Patriot League?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we sit at 9 and we kind of look at it and kind of see how the rest of the games go today. We now have to recover and play our last non-conference game on Tuesday at Northeastern, or, you know, a really good team and, you know, another crosstown rival. Before that, we kind of look at our next two home games, right, for Patriot League. So, yeah, there's 9 points left. You know, you can't overlook Northeastern, so we just look at that game. But, you know, you gotta look at securing as many points as you can. But we'll look at that after Tuesday night after we get done with Northeastern. But yeah, 9 total points left, and we're at 9. So I think today's result puts us in a good spot. You know, it's a tight league. So,
one last question. So you just talked about how important it was to defend today. And on our defensive side, Francesco Montali has been doing a great job this season. How important has he been to the team this year?
Yeah, I mean, when your goalie, you always want your goalie to be playing well. And we're fortunate to have a group of goalkeepers who compete and push each other. And Francesco's, he had another good day today. And so really, really happy for him. But most importantly, really happy for the group. But we've had six clean sheets this year. It's a really good really good position for the team. I'm really proud of that.
And Coach, Quinn Matulis got the goal. Was there any reason he took the penalty instead of Colin Innes? And what did you make of his performance overall?
Yeah, I thought Quinn had a decent game. You know, the kind of ball bounced up on him a little bit. He's more of a ball at feet guy. You know, but so, you know, finding a rhythm, and he found at times and didn't, you know, but it was kind of choppy for him here and there. But I thought overall, obviously, you score a goal. You know, he's happy about that. And so, you know, Quinn typically takes our PKs. Just when we played Army, we got two PKs and Quinn was didn't play that game. So just there you are to answer that side.
Yeah. And then last question, you mentioned briefly there's a natural kind of mentality switch after you go a goal up. What were you trying to, you know, tell your players when you could clearly see that Loyola was, you know, putting the pressure on and you really had to dig in for that last really like half an hour, the entire second half they were coming at you. So what do you expect from your players when it is tough and they do have to dig in and they have to get ugly? What do you expect from your guys?
Yeah, we probably really morphed late in the game to a 5-4-1, kind of stopped playing, you know, with two high. But probably after we scored until about the last 15, you know, we still had possession. We still had some chances to kind of, you know, they just, you know, played with a couple numbers higher on the field where they usually play a lot of numbers deeper, right, just in terms of how they play. And so we don't really tell our guys much. We've gone through this. That's why we train every day and they know. And so it's got to be pretty fluid. But, you know, there's probably sometimes from the sideline, a couple more decibels higher for instruction maybe from us. But no, I thought, you know, towards the end, we really had to kind of drop in. We didn't need to chase as much. You know, the 1-0 lead, you think you can get the second, but at the end of the day, if it stays that, you get the 3 points. You don't need to search for the second. And our mistakes in the first half led to their ability to counter on us. And so that kind of was a thought that we've talked about all week and obviously in the second half. So after we scored, we just had to be smart about how many numbers we're going forward. Cause if you, as you watch the game, our guys are always looking to score a goal. So we had to be pretty mindful of that. And I thought our guys did a good job at certain moments in spells and obviously for an entire 90 minutes not to concede. So check. It's a really good job for us, a job well done, you know, and a business trip, and you know, it's a great win.
Yep, that's all I have.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
Go BU. 9 points, Scotty.